Now, we have done the job before by going to the Hudson Bay Archives. I have told a story that involved Amu, a person called Amu, and also his brother, Shiwipan. We have found these recorded in Hudson Bay Archives. And now, this is where I want to ask, I wonder, there's something that has been coming, that has been emerged in our life, all James Bay communities, and the James Bay and Hudson Bay communities that are now becoming communities, they were actually a Hudson Bay Company settlement. They're not, the native people were not settlers. I mean the Umaskigo people. They were the migrators with season. They never settled anywhere. They are mostly migrating people, they are, or have ended up living in this area. They follow the season. As they find out that procedure, they begin established tradition for a long time, many years before the European came. And then these people that I'm talking about, they were original people. They were very pure Umaskigo-speaking people. They did not blend with the other tribes very well until they were submitted on the very thin line, and steadily ever since then, the year that I'm talking about when they were beaten, they've been integrated into Ojibwe tribes, and then they had mixed their dialect into Ojibwe as we know it today. Eventually it happens that way. And they cover the story, they cover the land as far as Big Trout Lake area from Hudson Bay, and also to all the headwaters of the James Bay rivers, James Bay and Hudson Bay rivers. All the headwaters, they were belong to the Cree one time, but now they are belong to the Ojibwe, not exactly pure Ojibwe, but Ojibwe speaking people. They are Cree, really, but they just change the dialect. So now, their names is what I'm getting at. These inland headwaters, Ojibwe speaking people, they were the last to be affected by the European arrival in the Hudson Bay area. And if one goes around in the James Bay all the way around, if one start from Churchill area, Churchill was not the Cree-speaking people land. It was mixed. It was in the shores. It was the Inuit people, and sometimes during the winter it was the Dene people. They used alternately that piece of land, and sometimes the Umaskigo people used to push up north very close to the Churchill. That's a story I get. Now anyway, when the European arrived in 15-something, whenever that is, the Hudson came into the Hudson Bay, that's when the change took place. Just a minute. The change I am talking about is integration, interrelationships between the First Nation and the European. It didn't take very long. It didn't take very long for the people to mix, because the European fur traders, they didn't bring their wives, according to the story. So, of course, the nature has it, the local women who were there, once they began to work together, the women simply couldn't help but they have relations with the European men. And then, from then on, 18 or 1640 thereabouts, the first white man who spent the winter in the Hudson Bay is supposedly to be in Churchill. I don't know if I'm accurate, but at least I'm trying.